A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Kesubas Tzadi Dalid, Kesubas 94, pagination 187. Starting from three lines up, Itmar, we learned. Beishtoros, if two documents, Hayotzim B'yom Echad, are emerging on the same date of writing, and they're both claiming the exact same thing, such as the purchase of a field or a gift that was made to them. So two different people are both holding documentation from the same prior owner claiming that the field was sold or given to them. Rav Omar Cholkin. Rav says you would divide the asset in question because they each have the same grasp on the item based on their documentation. And even though we can definitely assume that the documents were written one before the other, but since the time is not written in the document, so the indication is that according to the Minig, there is no difference between one and the other, and they each have equal grasp, and therefore Rav says divide it. Shmuel Omar, Shmuel however says, Shuda Didaini, it's distributed based on the estimation of the judge. And the Gemara tells us, Rav de Amak Reb Meir, Rav, who's saying you should divide it, is based on Reb Meir de Amar Ede Chasima Karsi, that the signature in the document is what's significant, and therefore they each have equal power of the signature, because it's the same date. Ushmuel da'omek Rabbi Elazar. But Shmuel is saying like Rabbi Elazar, da'omar e demesira karsi, that it's irrelevant what's signed in the document. What's important is that you took a document and gave it to the other party. And that giving was done to either this one or that person. And it's up to the judge to estimate whom he really liked more. In the words of Rashi, v'esasheni hita, and the second person he was making jokes with. He tricked him. And it's up to the judge to figure out who was given the document first. And that's the person who acquired the asset. Let's skip down to halfway down the page. In the beginning of a line, Ime de Rami Bar Chama, the mother of Rami Bar Chama, Kesavtinu l'nichsa l'Rami Bar Chama b'tzafra, she wrote up a document that Rami Bar Chama would get the assets, and she did that in the morning. L'urta, in the evening, Kesavtinu l'mar ukva Bar Chama, she wrote it up to the brother, Mar Ukva Bar Chama. In terms of the writing, we can verify when it was written. We go back to the scribes and we can figure that out. As far as when it was given, we don't know. So also Rami Bar Chama lekamei de Rav Sheshes. Rami Bar Chama came to Rav Sheshes, Ukma benichsa, and he said, the property is yours. You have a good argument. It was written up to you first, and keep it. Also, Mar Ukva lekamei de Rav Nachman. Mar Ukva, the other brother, came to Rav Nachman, a different leading authority of the generation, Ukma b'nichsa, and he said, "You have a good argument. You can keep it." Also, Rav Sheshes lekamei de Rav Nachman. So these two authorities met each other. Amalei, and Rav Sheshes asked Rav Nachman, "My time of Admar Hochi, why did you give it to the second one?" Amalei, so Rav Nachman, almost very coolly, it comes out, you know, very breezy. "My time of Admar Hochi, you tell me first. Why did you do what you did and gave it to the first one?" Amalei, to Kadim, listen. It was written first. I did my research. I know it was written first. So I gave it to him. Amalei, so Rav Nachman said to him, Oto b'Yerushalayim yasvina dekasvina shos. Are you living in Yerushalayim where the minig is, the custom is to write the hour of the shtars being written? We don't write the hour, and therefore, as far as the document goes, its binding power, it's only based on date. And therefore, the fact that it was written earlier is meaningless. Now, by definition, what Rav Nachman was doing over here was rejecting the opinion of Rav and the opinion of Rav Meir in how to understand the document, that it doesn't matter when it was signed. Its binding power, since it doesn't say the hour, is not going to change. Elamar maitaima avad hachi. So he turns to Rav Nachman. So why indeed did you do what you did? Amalei shuda d'daini. The date or writing of the shtar is not going to be the binding factor. What's going to be the binding factor is estimating when it was given. And that's up to the estimation of the judge. And I estimated, for whatever reason, that Mar Ukva, the second one, is the one who was more endeared to the mother. And I would estimate that if she had two documents in front of her and she was administrating, she would administer the document to Mar Ukva, and that's the one that counts. And then, I guess, to save face, she gave the other one to Rami Bar Chama, but that's not the one that, in my estimation, was administered as the binding document. The problem here is, of course, and that's what Rav Sheshis is going to reply, is if you're going based on estimation of the judge, then we have a mess on our hands, because this son went to this judge and he has an estimation, and the other son went to a different judge and he has a different estimation. So how do you sort that out? Amalei ananamishu d'daini. I also did an estimation of the judge. Amalei, Rav Nachman gives us a tremendous insight over here as to how shuda d'daini works. Chada, number one, da'ana daino umar lav daino. Number one, I'm an official judge, and you're not. So even though you may be a great rabbi and a great Talmud Chacham, but, in the words of Rashi, he's a judge, Rav Nachman says about himself, Api Resh Galusa, based on the exilarch, the head of the generation, the temporal leader of the Jews, V'ha Yeshiva, and the Yeshiva also appointed me as a judge. So I'm a judge, and you're not a judge. You're not in that official capacity. So it's up to that person in the official capacity to make an estimation and issue a ruling. And you're not in that capacity. V'od, and number two, Me'ikar alav v'toras hachi osis lo. When we were talking, you didn't say that you made an estimation about who was more endeared to the mother. You paskind based on when it was written. That's not how we hold. We don't hold that when it's written is going to be the binding factor, because we do not paskin like Reb Meir and Rav. We paskin like Shmuel and Rabbi Lozer. And therefore, it's all based on when it was given. And therefore, when you're doing a shuda d'daini, you have to be very careful. What is it that you're estimating? You're not estimating, I'd like to paskin one way or the other. We have guidelines as to how you're supposed to paskin. You're paskining based on Mesira, based on when it was given. After you're paskining when it was given, so then we're estimating who it would have been given to more likely. Let's try to squeeze in another piece of Gemara. Hanu Terei Shtari, there were two documents, to Asu L'Kameh de Rav Yosef, that came in front of Rav Yosef. Chad havakosu b'chamsha b'nissan. One of them said the fifth of the month of Nisan. V'chad havakosu b'nissan stoma. And the other one said Nisan, but it didn't give a date of the month. So we know that it's in the same year. We've isolated a lot, but still we don't know which one is first. And now they want to claim the exact same field. Okmar Rav Yosef lahu de chamisha benissen. So Rav Yosef said, the one that has the fifth of Nissan written in his document, he's the one who gets it, benuchasim, in the property. Amale idach, the other one said, va'ano afsit, so I'm going to lose because it's not definitive whether I'm earlier or later. I also have a Nissan document. Why can't I be a question over here and I should have a claim? Amale, so Rav Yosef told him, at yodcha la tachtona, you have the lower hand over here. You're in a weaker position because by not writing which day of Nissan you bought the field, Ema bar chavtes benissanat, I could argue you're at the end of the month and you came later and therefore I don't know what to do for you because you don't have a solid claim against a person who has a definitive date. And over here, the date in the document is indicating an earlier date than you can definitively argue because you don't have a date in your document. It's any time in the month. Amalei, so this non-date person conceded. And he said, V'nichtav limar tirfa me'ir ve'eloch. Okay, but at least give me documentation that the field was taken from me, and from the next month and on, I should be able to claim property and try to take advantage of the lien. Rashi says that it was sold by Achrayus to him, and since it's being taken away from him, he has rights of collection. So he tells Rav Yosef, if in this court case I'm losing, but at least give me the consolation prize, give me a document that says it was taken from me, and I'll be able to go to somebody else and take away their field because it's all on liens, and whoever was owed the money is going to end up with a field. Amalei, Rav Yosef says, you have a problem on your hands, because Yachli Lemei Malach, whoever you go to and claim collection, they could say to you, at bar chad benissen at, they could argue with you because your document doesn't say what the date is. They could argue and tell you, hey, maybe you were the first of Nissan and they never should have taken the field from you. And if the fifth of Nissan wants to come collect the field from us, we would have to give it to him. But you're the wrong person to come and collect because you should have won in that case. Says Rav Yosef, my takante, what's the solution over here? Nichtivu harsha'a lahadodi. The person with no date should get the person with the fifth of Nissan date to write him a document that says that he's authorizing him to do collection for this doubly sold field. And then, as Rashi explains, he will tell the people that he's coming to with his claim of the lien. He's going to tell them, either I'm collecting for myself, or I'm collecting on behalf of the fifth of Nissan person. And like this, between the two of them, they can make sure that an extra field becomes available, and that extra field will go to the no-date person, because he's stuck without a definitive claim against the fifth of Nissan person. But at least, if he's walking around with authorization from the fifth of Nissan, the people from whom he wants to collect a field will not be able to push him off and say, we only want to deal with the other person, we're not sure who we're supposed to deal with. He can say, you're dealing with me. And either way, give me the field because of the collections on the lien of this field that was double sold. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.